Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Oh yeah, it's the day before. Day before you gather with your family, you sit around, you have arguments with them. Pass around the turkey, pass around the gravy, the stuffing.
Gravy.
You all set? You're a big gravy guy, aren't you, Jeff?
Love gravy.
Yes.
One of my vices in life.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you put gravy on?
You but name it.
Is there anything you won't put gravy on?
Yeah.
Like peanut butter and jelly sandwich? That'd be gross, wouldn't it?
Mashed potatoes, you know, it's the typical stuff.
But yeah. I'm not a big gravy fan. I can just do straight butter.
Good gravy. Good gravy is a good thing, Andy.
Well, good golly, good gravy,
more
my
gravy,
friends.
The better.
All right. Bad weather also coming in, so make sure you're set and prepared for everything that's going to happen after Thanksgiving. But we've got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about and talk to. Shador Sanders, his press conferences today. Kevin Stefanski as well. Your good friend and mine, Daryl Ryder, is going to join us today.
Oh, good.
Tim May is also with us at 11 o'clock. We had to push him up. But we could not let a week go by without talking to Tim May.
Well, not this week.
No, there's just no way you can do that. So we've got more fun-filled action with you with Matt Corrali, Rally Time, and Michael Karkoch. Markoch is here. Karkoch. I don't know. Is that good? Like Carhartt.
I mean, I prefer the correct pronunciation, but that's a new one.
I would tell you, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it? We get you some Carhartts, you'd be good.
It's better than some of the other ones I've heard for sure.
It's what happens when you're
kind of cold.
When you're mildly incapacitated. Anyway, Jeff, my friend, let's talk about the Browns for a second. And I got to tell you.
Well, that's stunning news, Andy.
I know, but I'm a little, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm tired talking about the quarterback situation a little bit.
Well, we'll get to it later, won't we?
Of course we will. But, you know, I think the secondary story this week, and I think it's really interesting, is Myles Garrett and the season that he's been having. And Jeff Schiedel, I was reading today in the News Herald, compared him to Babe Ruth. Said he's having a Babe Ruth-type season.
That's heavy.
I think it's pretty fair, too. When you look at
he's our Shohei Ohtani.
Wouldn't he have to play offense, too, to be our Shohei Ohtani?
Well, give it time.
I'd love to see them hand him the ball. Wouldn't you?
No.
Why? Because you don't want him to get hurt?
Yep.
That's the only reason why?
Yep.
I wonder if Miles would want to just take a handoff.
You've seen Miles dribble up and down a basketball floor.
Yes.
He can move.
Maybe. Dunk. I don't know. I don't know if it would be good for his career. I'm sure his agent would be freaking
probably
out about
that. Probably don't want to do that.
Are we sitting here watching a season gone by and just wasted as we watch Myles Garrett?
Wasted in what way?
Well, this fantastic season he's having.
Individually.
Yes.
18 sacks, 5 more than anybody else in the NFL.
Most ever through 11 games in NFL history. I love that stat.
Clearly on his way to breaking the all-time sack record if he stays healthy.
The only one that received a game ball on Sunday. Let's not forget that.
That means nothing.
That is probably the biggest honor on earth.
Leave the drama out.
Just ask a lot of people. They'll say, how come he didn't hand out more than one game ball? Okay, sorry.
No, I don't think you're wasting a season. A guy can only do what he can do. He doesn't play on offense. He doesn't play a whole lot on special teams. Does he play at all on special teams? Don't know that I've ever seen him out there. But
no reason to.
I wouldn't think so. But he could. He can only do what he can do. And with that in mind, he has been dominant this year. And he has been dominant here in the middle portion of the season especially. That's, you know, the 13 sacks in the last 4 games is just stunning.
You do, I mean, you
really... And Andy, second in the NFL right now is 13 sacks, Brian Burns. And Miles has had that in the last four games.
That's insane. That is absolutely insane. When I look at this season, I mean, it would have been easy for him to, I don't know, turn the motor off. He got the contract.
Yeah, but he's never done that.
I know, but there were some times maybe early on, I think he was learning how to pace himself, and fans would come back and go, ooh, he's taking a play off. No, I think he was learning there's a difference. I think he was pacing himself.
I am thinking that he's not pacing even. It just
at all.
That's the way, you know, the NFL, that's the way the NFL is. You go and you do what you're supposed to do. I've never had an issue with him pacing himself or phoning it in or anything like that. I think he plays all out.
You've heard that criticism of though before. This year. I've not heard one
criticism
person
of everybody for everything. That's yes, true. I've heard it before. So have you.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with it.
I do too. I mean, yeah, I think you have to understand who you are, how many plays you've got to go through. How do you stay healthy in a season? I mean, if you see the ball is clearly on the other side of the field and it's not coming back your way and your teammate is about to make a tackle, I think you could let up for a second. I don't have a problem with that.
Do you think he's especially motivated this year? Not because of the money and the extension, but more so the being so vocal and so out there about, hi, I want out of Cleveland. Before he got the money? Yeah, that he kind of feels a need to back up. You know, because remember, you know, Super Bowl, he's out there. Yeah, I'd like to be traded.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't hiding that fact. In fact, he was advertising that fact. I would like to be traded. I would like out of here. And you know, we saw him everywhere. And it was, as a Cleveland fan, that was kind of tough to take.
He was trying, though, to make...
He was negotiating.
Yeah, but he was trying to say, hey, fans, it's not about you. This isn't about you. This isn't about you. This is about what direction is this team going in? And
which
at least that's what he said.
And we're seeing proof of what he was thinking maybe at the time.
Yeah, he was on board for the direction they wanted to go to. Unfortunately, I don't know that everything else has come to fruition. I still wonder, and I know everyone will go, well, there had to have been something the Browns said beyond money. And I know everyone's like, ooh, it's just the money. That's why he resigned. But that's not... there had to have been more to it.
I don't know.
Because he could have got the money anywhere. Anyone would have paid him. They would have paid him.
The Browns had the ability to. Other teams probably would have paid him as well. But he did stay. He did take the money.
I mean, it's not the NBA.
Seems to like it here.
I think so. But I think the only time that I've really seen him.
I wonder what he thinks now.
Like, I think he was a little irritated about the fact that he got called out for the speeding ticket. Like you could see that just kind of
that's a public hazard.
Yeah, I think he was irritated that he had to answer questions about it, and probably irritated himself for doing it. Because we haven't heard any other issues.
Well, if he was irritated about himself for doing it, just take your foot off the gas.
I'm not going to argue that, but
that's easy.
He seemed to be a little irritated in press conferences after that.
Okay,
it's taken a different tone.
I wonder how he's feeling now about. I mean, his season is phenomenal. I mean, he's having a historic season.
He is having a Hall of Fame season.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
But I wonder where his attitude is now, big picture. His attitude is to, as far as I'm going to go out and play, you know, the best football I can, that's phenomenal. I mean, he's stunning. But I wonder if in his heart he still wants to be traded, if he still wants to be here. I wonder where he is.
Let's do this.
And Andy, think about, you've mentioned the time frame with the dome.
Yeah.
This team is now 3-8. It doesn't look like it's a world beater team. Can a team bounce back big time in 1 year? Yeah, that's possible for next year.
In the NFL, anything's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, you add a couple of, you get a quarterback who develops or get one. You add a couple of wide receivers and you punch up the offensive line. This team could go win some games. But I wonder if he wants to be here moving forward. I sure hope he does.
This is the hard part. Like, as a fan, I want him to be here. I think he is the greatest thing ever. But I try to put yourself...
Greatest thing ever? The printing press was a big deal. And the wheel changed a lot of things.
Electricity was kind of cool, too.
Remember when that came
into play? No, when it comes to defensive end for the Browns, I think he's... I just think he's...
Well, Andy, he's unbelievable. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that he's not the best defensive end to ever wear a Browns
jersey. If he decided at the end of this year to retire... And leave the money on the table, which he won't.
Right.
He'd get into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Right now.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I often put myself in his shoes, and maybe this is just a the reality of being older. Like, if I'm Miles and I'm having this kind of season, I'm really frustrated because I want to win too, and I want to make sure I get to the playoffs.
Well, it's, I mean, and you could see in the locker room after the game with Kevin's speech and just the way the guys were acting on the sideline during the game, they don't care about a draft choice.
No,
all that is somebody to replace somebody.
True.
They want to win. They enjoy winning, and they clearly put out the effort to win.
I mean, if you can put your fandom aside for a second, and Miles said, hey, you know, you could really help out your franchise if you traded me because somebody might overpay. I don't even know if that's possible.
There's a completely different story.
Huh? Well, he keeps the whole, he'd end up keeping it, and who knows how many draft picks the Browns could get for him now. I mean, it'd be ridiculous. Somebody would overpay based
on this season?
Correct.
Yeah.
Especially
you could get picks and players, Andy. You could get picks and players.
And so what's best for the franchise? I don't want Myles Garrett to go anywhere.
There's a big question.
What do you think is best for the franchise? For the franchise. That's the hard part. I think we're all sitting here as fans going, Myles Garrett plays for us. Look at him. Best defensive end in the league. Maybe perhaps one of the best defensive players in NFL history. He's ours, just like Jim Brown. Right? That same kind of feeling. Jim Brown played for the Browns, and I respect that, and he is a great point in Browns history. Miles Garrett, Joe Thomas is right there too.
But though they didn't win when Joe was here.
I look at a franchise that has three wins and wonder what the future should be. And I'm trying to be non-emotional. The non-emotional part of me says, man, if the Browns could trade him for three first-round picks and maybe a little bit more.
Two players.
It'd be hard to turn that down. And Miles is still getting paid.
It really would. And Miles gets his money.
And Miles might get to a team that is pretty good. That's got a shot to make the playoffs every year. I hate being in this conversation.
He's from the Dallas area, you know.
Could you see him playing for Jerry Jones? Could you see Jerry Jones?
Absolutely.
Spending a few first-round draft picks on him?
I'm sure they could figure out how to afford him, but I don't know. And they have extra draft capital. I've always thought this, though, and you tell me what you think. I've always thought teams don't necessarily get better by trading big-time players for draft pick hauls. It's happened in the past, you know, like the Herschel Walker trade is the famous trade where, you know, Dallas got a lot of picks and rebuilt and everything else. But you could make the argument that Herschel was near the end of his career. I don't think Miles is near the end of his career. I think even though
as long as he stays healthy, he's good
approaching
to go.
30, but I get the feeling he's got another good 3 to 5 years in him. Anyway,
At least four.
Yeah. So
as long as he's healthy, that's the problem.
And I think that defense is so good that you've got that set, you know, and it doesn't take much. I hope it doesn't take much tinkering on the offensive side of the ball to make the offense more than competent enough to complement the defense and go win football games. I mean, you punch up the offensive line, make sure you have somebody who can play a competent quarterback and try and add a star or two wide receiver. That's maybe five guys, Andy. You don't think you can do that between the draft with two first-round picks and free agency?
Ugh.
I mean, I truly don't think they're too far away.
And if you brought in, first of all, you got to score on your first-round picks, right?
Well, you got to nail them.
Yeah. So let's put this to you. One, do you think they're wasting Myles Garrett's season, which I think is a no-brainer. It's an easy question to answer. The next question
is, what's the answer?
Are they wasting? Yes, absolutely. They only have three wins. It's a wasted season.
They're not building something?
If you want to believe that, call me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking a little bit about Myles Garrett and, you know, his place in, I guess a little bit his place in history right now and what he means to this team and what he could mean in different ways other than just what it is on the field. Jeff, let me just digress here for a second and ask you, what is his true value to the team outside of being a Hall of Famer? Meaning, you know, if they wanted to make a move and kind of just conceded to the fact that they're a 3-win team and they completely wanted to do a rebuild, I can't see the Browns trading him, especially after all they've gone through with him over the last year or two, that, you know, to do the extension and to want to have him here. And I do think that, you know, one of the things they learned about Baker Mayfield when Baker said he was out of here and then they kind of figured out a way to let him out of here, out of his deal. And, you know, but this time with Miles, I don't think they wanted to play that game again. And they were like, no, whatever it takes, we want him to stay. And that's what matters. And I know he's saying he wants to be traded, but, you know, that doesn't matter. And in the end, Miles got it. He was like, yep, that's okay. They don't want to trade me. And I'm going to take the paycheck here. But again, we go back and talk about the frustration level Miles must have. In a Hall of Fame season, the record has to be irritating.
There are a couple of questions that I think the Browns really have to get the answers to. And maybe some from Miles and some from within, with the organization. He turns 30 in December. And that's on the back nine.
That used to be a magic number for this organization. Like, once you turn 30,
he's on the back nine, and he's in his ninth season.
Okay? But he seems to be getting better.
Yeah, he sure does. And it doesn't look like he's aging out. And he's been paid. They have to know, does he want to be here? We can only assume that he does, because he signed the contract. But if inside the organization, and we've heard this floated around, you know, you've mentioned it, it's obvious. Are you trying to build for next year? Are you trying to, you want to have the team when the dome's ready? That's sometime down the road. That's if that's the case, that's a lot of growing between now and then. I don't think this team with this defense, Andy, is too far away from winning football games. If they make some moves on the offensive side of the ball, I think this team can compete for a playoff spot next year.
Because next year?
Yeah, because I think the defense is that good.
Yeah.
The defense is that good.
So what do they need to be a playoff team next year, though? And then,
well, we've mentioned that.
But but Miles has to be a piece of that.
Well, I would think so. Okay. See, that's the thing. Could you build a playoff team without him? Yeah, except for one thing. The key of this team is a great defense. The key to the defense is a great right defensive end who can line up anywhere else. And so I think if you want to keep this team on the path to competing next year, and that's not an absurd thought. It really isn't. Two offensive linemen, two receivers, and decent quarterback play. I mean, that shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
No.
It shouldn't. Then I think you have to keep him.
The difficult part.
You have to keep him because he's so good. I mean, he's that good. But if he would want to move and the organization is thinking, yeah, we're another year away because we're looking at that 2027 draft for our quarterback or whatever the internal thinking is could lead you to maybe look for the opportunity to move him. I would not trade him. There are certain guys that I think, and you mentioned him, you know, like Jim Brown, Joe Thomas. You want to keep those guys. You wanted to keep Nick Chubb. Nick got hurt. And that, you know, that necessitated the move they made in drafting Judkins and Samson, for that matter. But I would not move Miles.
All right, let's take a couple phone calls here. Larry, actually, let's start with Butch, sorry. Butch and Bree, how are you?
Hi, Butch.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Telich, you're a Hall of Famer in my book, man.
John Telich is a Hall of Famer. Yes, he is.
Definitely a Hall of Famer. But listen, consider this. Consider this point of view. Yes, we have a good defense, but I think we should use our draft picks on our defense and have a stellar defense like the Steelers back in the 70s.
You still got to score some points, though, dude. I don't know. You, there's no way you're walking in next year's draft with three of the top 30 picks in the draft next year and not taking somebody on offense.
But listen, you got Shador, he's going to continue to develop. And you got a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator. I trust our defensive coordinator with the pieces more so than Stefanski. You can go and draft, but I'm just not sure that Stefanski would use the pieces right. However, if we get another edge rusher and we can get somebody in the secondary with Dale Pitt, I mean, that defense is just stellar. We're looking at great field position for our offense, and I love the Wildcat. Put Junkins back in there, consistently keep the game at second and seven, second and six, with a stellar defense. That's how you win games. Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets, yes, and it would be nice if we had, you know, spread the ball around, but – And November,
let me get to the bottom line here. Do you really think they're going to draft three defensive players with inside the top 30 picks in the draft next year? Yes or no?
No, sir.
There you go. Okay, so now we're on the same page. There is no but. I got you. I don't disagree with taking one defensive guy there, but they have needs and they have things that have to get going. Do you agree with that,
Jim Mueller? You have to punch up the offense.
Jim Mueller, you got that?
You have to punch up the offense.
Waylon Boot, you got that?
People have no idea what they're listening to. You know that, right?
Casey, you doing good today?
Talking about a lot of guys who are no longer with us.
Isn't Jeff Waylon still with us? Waylon Boot, is he still with us? I'll have to look it up. Sorry. That's true. I should probably do active people. Sorry. I'm the only one laughing. Larry, go ahead. Hi, Larry.
Basket thinks he's so funny.
Larry, bro, man, you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Take it off speakerphone, my friend. Please.
Okay. Without Miles, we got nothing, man. We got to continue keeping them here because Miles will bring us energy and bring us other players.
Larry, go back and work on that turkey. You're on speakerphone, so.
Larry, I don't know what's going on, man. We got a bad line with you, my friend. Is there any way you can pick up the phone? I'll give you about 5 seconds here.
Hold on. Here I go.
Here we go. Now we can hear you, Larry. Okay, go ahead. Go.
Yeah, man. We got to keep Miles here, man. It's important. Without Miles, we're going to be flat. We're going to be 5 years back. We keep Miles here, keep Shador at quarterback, man, and get add on receivers instead of going get players for the draft. Go get a New Orleans players, Ibaka, all them players from Old State, man, and we can win. It's the time we got to go get it right now. And I believe if we win these games here, we get in the wild card. It ain't over.
You're talking about this season.
We about to land.
This season. All right.
This season here.
All right, I hear you. Happy Thanksgiving, Larry.
Larry, celebrating the holiday very early.
What was the deal with Charlie Brown's teacher anyway? Can I ask you this just really sidebar? Why did they think that was is that what a teacher's supposed to sound like? Why do you think they did that?
Am I going to have to reel you in all dang day long?
No, I'm just saying. Why do you think they did that? I watched Charlie Brown Thanksgiving
Andy,
last night.
Come back.
I'm just saying. He did
Talking
sound
Browns.
Like. Did he not sound like Charlie
Big
Brown's teacher?
49er game.
Jeff, did he not sound like Charlie Brown's teacher?
Sounded like a guy who was on the speakerphone cooking turkey with his family.
Let's go to Todd next. Todd.
Todd in Mayfield. How are you, Todd?
Hey, what's going on? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, your outstanding family.
I got this speaker because I'm on the car. You want me to get
No, you're good. You got a good line. Keep going.
All right. So you wanted to talk about Miles, so let's talk about Miles a little bit. I'm curious why he's even in Cleveland still. He could have got that money anywhere else.
It's true.
And, you know, so it just makes me wonder, you know, why he decided to come back to Cleveland.
Money.
You know? We were wondering the same
but
thing.
But you're right. He probably could have got it somewhere else.
But money, when he speaks.
What else you got, Todd?
All right, so let me go to my main topic that I wanted to talk about. Could somebody explain to me, and if I'm repeating something you guys have talked about the last couple of days, I apologize.
Sorry.
I really only listen to the radio when I'm in the car. But why did we punt?
As long as it's 10 to 2 and you're locked onto us, that's fine. Keep going. Yes?
Why did we punt from the 29-yard line in the fourth quarter with the score 24 to 10?
Oh, Kevin Stefanski said he, you know, he wanted to basically said this. We just wanted to punt the ball away and win the football game. In other words, maybe if there was a blocked field goal and it was returned, if you went for it on fourth down, there was a problem. Todd, it was one of the strangest calls I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, what happened to that? I have faith in my players and I believe in them.
He had faith in his punter, yeah. And then he had faith in his defense.
That's right. Todd, you sound like a former kicker. You sound like you're... Goodbye, Todd.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You know what the over and under was of that game?
No, don't care.
After all the investigations going on in Cleveland with price fixing and stuff and all the bets, I can't believe. Because the over and under was 36.5, and it was 24-10 at that time. You know, the NFL should be investigating that move.
All right. Todd, thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving. Appreciate you.
Apparently, Todd had a wager on that one.
I'm assuming there was something going on there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking a little bit about Myles Garrett here, digging into the Browns as well. That was a weird play, that punt play. I know we didn't really dig into that. That was bizarre.
Andy, the goal is to do what?
Win.
And what happened?
They won.
Done.
All right, so that's all that really matters.
Really weird play, though.
I don't know. I'm just trying to... What was that about?
I don't know.
That was about as rare as the fair catch free kick,
hey,
which is my favorite play in football.
Andy.
Jeff.
Let's punt from inside our 30. Let's get down to the 2 and have a first and goal and take the quarterback off the field.
You know, Corey has had more airtime from Kevin in postgame speeches than anybody else.
He just, they played to win the game and to eliminate potential disasters. That's what they did, and it worked. I don't think you'll be able to do that against the 49ers.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think so either. I want to talk a little bit more about Shador, what we're going to expect too. Shador's press conference coming up around noon. Kevin Stefanski, just maybe before 1 o'clock. Daryl Ryder's going to join us after that as well. And Tim May coming up. Oh, man, we're going to talk to Tim in like 19 minutes here. So I can't wait to talk Ohio State, Michigan with him. I do want to take a couple more phone calls because we've been talking about, you know, Myles Garrett, his value. Would you be frustrated if you were Myles? And look, if you were Myles, what would be going through your mind right now? You are having a Hall of Fame season. Now, I mean, he could make the Hall of Fame on this year alone. Forget about everything else he's ever done. It's been that good of a year
for
him.
At the very least, he'd get a display based on 1 year.
That's true. I'm trying to think of the...
Here's the bandana that Myles Garrett wore the year that he got 25 sacks.
Here is the Halloween display he put in front of his house. They'll put it in front of the Hall of Fame in Canton. How's that sound? Want to do that?
Sure.
All right.
Set that baby up right there on the steps.
Let's go.
Take another step and you're on 77.
Let's talk to Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Kev, what's up, man?
Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Oh, we are hanging in.
Hey, I really like the idea and the theory behind the question, Andy, and that is, if Garrett ties or passes the sack record, would that put him at his maximum trade level? And I think the answer to that is a resounding yes.
I think you're right.
So too.
Yeah. I mean, even Jeff, with your concerns about Garrett turning 30 here in a few weeks, I still think that puts him really at the top of his trade value. But, you know, we've seen recently, and the reason is because we've seen recently in the NFL that QBs and guys that put QBs, shall we say, on their backside, get paid a whole lot of money.
Yes, sir.
And I think we can make the argument that if Garrett does get, let's say, 20 plus sacks, his salary, even the new one, actually becomes, I hate to say it, but reasonable. And for his position, that is. So in theory, the idea I think is great, but I guess I'm going to throw the yellow flag on it is that do we really trust this, you know, Vulcan mind meld think trust to draft correctly? I mean, let's be honest, the Vulcan mind meld think trust has not gotten an A+, let's say over the last 5 years, right? I mean, this recent draft has been good. I'm going to give them certainly an A for this year, but looking over the whole body of it, do you really trust these guys with that many draft picks? That's where I'm like, I don't know about that. So, I love the idea of the theory of it. I think it would work well if I had more trust in the front office in making the right selections. And how about getting a wide receiver in the first round and give us someone to throw the ball to instead of the third round and find some reclamation project that we hope will work out somewhere down the road?
I think you've said it well.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you. Have a good one with your family, too. Thank you, Kevin.
If the right team called and offered you three number ones and, say, a starting offensive lineman or a starting wide receiver.
Yes, I would do it. Just because this team had three wins. I don't want to let him go. I don't. It'd be hard to walk away. Jeff,
the only reason I would think about it, Andy, is it's twofold. He turns 30. There aren't a ton of 34 or 5-year-old defensive linemen, but, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, he'd have next year he'd turn 31, 2, 3. He's got at least three good years in him, at least. But the one minor factor here, I don't think you walk away from that money. You know, it's got a lot of it up front and everything else, but I don't think you can walk away from the money. But Miles has always given me the impression that he might be one of those guys that pulls an Aaron Donald, pulls a Jim Brown.
Sure.
Hey, this was great fun, but I've got other things in life.
Yeah, I can see that.
And moves along. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, get out while you're healthy and you've made a ton of money. And I get that. But still, you know, it gives me a little pause. That said, the idea of trading great players just doesn't, to me, has never been the way to build a team.
Here's the thought, though, Jeff.
You want to collect great players.
So, you said it. If someone wanted to give you three number ones for Myles Garrett right now, okay?
Well, it depends on who it is.
Does it? Because now you're looking at, let's just say, and those three number ones spread out over how many years? Three? Or somebody who's got two number ones in the same draft?
Yeah.
And then you've got yours.
But that team is probably going to be a team that's drafting in the lower 20s. I would not think a stinky team's going to give you three high number one picks.
Jeff,
or at least a high number one next
year. This team would have the possibility to draft six quarterbacks in the next 3 years. You think they could find one then?
We'd like to thank you for the continued content
here
on 92.3 The Fan.
Jeff, not six, eight, if you include this year's class. Eight quarterbacks over 3.5 seasons. Think about the potential there.
That'd be fun.
Could they mess that up? I don't know.
Sure.
Let's go. Oh, all the way from Sacramento. What's up, Sutton?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Jeff. How's it going, guys?
Good. Hi, thanks for calling in so early in the morning.
Absolutely. We drove to the game on Saturday from Sac and then drove back Sunday. Epic game. Awesome to be at. Epic. Got a lot of player engagement. It was amazing.
Nice.
I do want to say the over-under is kind of suspect on that punt at the 29-yard line. Mm. I'm sure you guys have discussed that. You know, I mean, that was just – I mean, if it's that much in our face that – I mean, Emmanuel Clase should be set free at this point, you know. I just saying. And also, Shador not getting a game ball. Wanted to call in on Monday. Very, very strange with Stefanski. Dude,
would you not, if you had one game ball to give away from that game on Sunday, who are you giving it to?
My guess is he had more if he wanted to.
Probably.
I'm sure he could. I agree with Jeff. I'm sure you could find another football in that.
Do you know how expensive these footballs are? Come on, man.
Got to pay miles.
It's not like, this isn't the AFL. In the AFL, you know, you catch them in the stands, you get to keep them. Not here, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
Thank you, Sutton.
All the way from Sacramento. It's impressive.
Well, it's early. It's not even 8 o'clock.
Mike is in Cleveland Heights. Heights High!
Heights High! And hey, do you know, like, years ago, high school boys basketball, they would, like, play on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Like, teams would open the season, but no more.
Well, if you've got a good football team, you're happy about that.
Right, Avon.
CVCA. Avon. Walsh.
Hey, let me ask you, do you think, just as an aside, do you think that Mike Elder would be a good pro coach? Do you think, like, he could translate that to a pro franchise?
You never know.
Jerry Faust. I mean, that let's go 10 with years, no. Dude,
good luck
so
to
good.
Him. It's going to be a good matchup, Walsh Avon. Good luck.
Hey, this is the thing. Myles Garrett, right, this year, doesn't it seem like he moves around the field a lot more? Like,
yes.
He'll play a different spot? Like, and I heard like,
we were watching play middle linebacker the other day.
That was fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And he would never do that before, right?
No, he'd move around a lot.
He would or would not?
He would bounce to different spots on the line. Yes.
Oh, would he? I heard he wouldn't because I heard he would not do that. Because I was like, why doesn't this guy, like...
He's done
I mean,
it in
he could,
past.
Like, take balls away. Not only could he get sacks, but he could create, like, he could strip balls away. I mean, this dude is like a force of nature on defense. And everybody's talking about Shador, and he played well. But this is the thing. That guy from the NFL Network, when they were talking about like Stefanski and them, they put this offense on him where they had all these governors on it. And every chance he got, he tried to take the governor off. And the touchdown pass that he threw, either he just like practices that or like, dude, he was like looking up in the air when he threw the ball. I mean, wasn't there a little bit of like, you know, good fortune on that?
What do you think?
Sure.
We hear you, Mike. Mike,
I mean,
thanks.
I don't know. I don't think the whole thing about him getting the game ball, these reps. He's the son of a Hall of Fame coach. He had the best coaching his whole life. He should have learned all this before he's come to the NFL.
I don't know. Thank you. Appreciate it. Is Deion Sanders a Hall of Fame coach?
No.
I don't think so yet.
No, he's an okay Division I coach right now.
Yeah. He's got to pay his dues. I mean, I hate to say it. You're not automatically going to the Hall of Fame because you took a job and said, oh, coach, there's been plenty of guys that have been great at different levels.
Did a nice job at Colorado, having a rough year this year.
He's done a fantastic job as far as bringing finances to that university and making the program relevant. There's no question about that.
That seems to be a common thread in college Division I football right now.
Charles is in North Ridgeville. Hey, Charles. Charles. Happy Thanksgiving. Dwayne is in Dallas. We are all over the country today. Hey, Dwayne.
What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, what's good? What's going on, guys?
How are you?
Yeah, you're all over the country, baby.
Nice.
I'm good. No, I just want to talk about something I heard earlier as far as Shador and Stefanski needing each other. I want to disagree on that point.
Okay.
I think if Shador plays decent to well for the rest of the season, not winning every game, but if he improves week to week, and then we get in a situation where he makes it through the year, finishing out the season, I think there are meetings that will happen in the offseason. And I'm speaking from, you know, I had two younger brothers playing in the NFL, so I kind of know how that stuff goes when they do the end-of-the-year meetings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Shador will finally speak up, you know, because if you read in between the lines on some of the stuff he was saying in his press conference after the game, he kind of mentioned, you know, about the reps and stuff like that. I don't think he's too happy with what's happened, but he's taking it all in stride. So, yeah, I disagree with that point. No, he doesn't need Stefanski. Stefanski needs him, but I think Shador will speak up in the offseason and let ownership know and let Andrew Berry know that maybe the OC or another coach would probably be good for a fresh start next year. And then I do want to address one thing.
Let me address that thought. You're working under the assumption that he's going to be a stud the rest of the way and be the starting quarterback next year.
No. I said if he makes it. I'm not under that assumption. If he makes it through the year, not winning every game, not being a stud. If he gets through the year, right, where he improves, that's what I said, week to week, right, to where he puts the option on the table to where we're going into next year with Shador and maybe not a first-round quarterback, maybe draft another development or let Dylan be who we always knew he was going to be, which is a backup.
Dwayne, I think the organization would look to the second-year quarterback to guide major decisions.
Can I say one thing before y'all cut me off?
Sure, we're not going to cut you off. Keep going.
Dwayne, you have good stuff when you call.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all, man. No, let me tell you something. They play the 49ers, right, Sunday at noon or 1 o'clock, whatever.
One.
Look at the crowd. It's going to be a – well, I'm in Dallas, so it's going to be a sellout. You're going to see all the 12 jerseys. You're going to see all the Colorado jerseys. The ownership is looking at that, bro. And you guys keep saying that caller before. He's a fifth-round pick. No, he's not, bro.
Now he's a Cleveland Brown. That's all that matters.
Until he took the field, he was a fifth-round pick. Let's be honest. He was. I mean, everybody – I get it. Okay. I mean, like, we can't – do I think he's better than a fifth-round pick? Yes, I do. I'm not going to question that, but and I'm tired of him being labeled that. I don't disagree with you on that, but all he's got to do now is go out there and play his game, and no one's going to care where he was drafted. They're not. He just has to play his game, right?
Last point. You're right. Ownership will listen – to this fifth-round pick because he's not the average fifth-round pick.
There you go.
He's
but you keep calling – but, Dwayne, you called him a fifth – like, let's let it go. I'm ready to let it go. He's our quarterback now. It doesn't matter where he was drafted, right?
He's one of our quarterbacks now.
He's gone at the end of the year, guys.
Maybe.
He's gone at the end of the year.
Maybe. We'll see. Dwayne, thank you. I don't know. They go on a roll. It's hard to get – let. It'd be really hard to let him go if they get on a roll here at the end of the season.
I think it would be I just can't imagine ownership, management – front office or whatever, taking the second-year quarterback and, okay, who do you want as your coach? That's not the way this works.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.